If you have a physical illness, we would like to indicate that the content of the following meditation is not meant to prevent anyone from consulting a physician of his choice.
Der innere Arzt und Heiler.
The inner physician and healer, becoming whole in body and soul through the power of the Christ of God. The strength for healing lies in tranquility.
Liebe Mitmenschen, in der Ruhe liegt die Kraft zur Heilung.
Dear fellow people, that the strength for healing lies in tranquility means for us to become calmer, to attain a certain degree of tranquility in order to receive help and healing from the power of the Christ of God. There is much for us to learn each day. In this hour, we want to remember that we human beings, every single one of us, are the temple of God, and that the Spirit of the Christ of God dwells in us. He is the all-encompassing life, which can bring about a holistic healing in soul and body. The Spirit of the Christ of God in us is the helping and healing power, and we are the temple of this power. In each one of us is the life, which is tranquility and peace, which contributes to holistic healing. Surely some of you are thinking, that's all very well and good, but to attain tranquility in the present time, when the mad rush and stress are soon becoming monumental, is not so easy. Our day's work must be accomplished in a predetermined time to secure our job, among other things. Every employee is more or less tense, so that an exchange of words often leads to quarreling, because the nervous system is tuned toward high performance, which ultimately means unrest. Or at home there is strife with our neighbor, often about trivial matters, which means that the gauge of hectic activity and stress usually indicates a high number, so that this or that may happen. Or the children come home from school with corresponding school problems, etc., etc. Every day has its burdens, more or less. But who loads them on to us? That's the question. Can a fellow worker or a neighbor at home, for instance, begin a quarrel with us when we recognize our part of a bad situation and openly admit this?
das gibt dem anderen, der eventuell mitschuldig ist, die Möglichkeit, sich zu äußern.
This gives the other person, who may also be to blame, the opportunity to say something. Let us leave the other person, who surely also has faults, the freedom to contribute to a reconciliation. A little calm enters into the person who reconciles with his neighbor and doesn't hold anything against him. And when, for example, the children come home from school, hectic and upset, and call their fellow pupils dumb and inane, or when at home the children badmouth their teacher, that is, denigrate him, and the parents agree with the children, then the whole hue and cry escalates even more, whereby things get totally out of kilter. In order to mitigate the mood, a counter question could be useful. For instance, you could say, "And how did you act? Were you correct toward your schoolmates or your teacher?"
Gegenüber dem Lehrer oder der Lehrerin?
The answer will often be, "I didn't do anything wrong."
Dann könnte man weiter fragen.
Then you could ask, "Yes,
aber was hast du
but what were you thinking?
Wie hast du
How did you act?
Oder,
or
was hast du
what did
gesagt?
You say?"
Ruhiger zu werden und in einer gewissen Balance zu bleiben,
to become calmer and to remain in a certain balance, it is also necessary to first find your own faults, your own weaknesses, so that you are able to understand the other one better, who may have started a quarrel. Or, when despite all effort, you don't manage to finish your day's work, you could openly admit this and ask the other person, who may be more equal to this particular task, for help. Self-recognition is the path to honesty and openness, but also to self-reflection, so that you become calmer. When we are upset, when we complain or accuse others in our thoughts, perhaps in many conversations and with many words, what have we accomplished with this?
Unsere Körperzellen,
the cells of our body, have a consciousness, a subconscious and a spirit consciousness. The many negative energies that we create through arguing, hatred, envy, quarreling and much more, for instance, are absorbed by our cell state. Then the negativity enters our consciousness. Somewhat later, it enters the subconscious of our cells. If we do not remedy in time what needs to be dealt with day after day,
da alles Energie ist,
since everything is energy, The negativity has its effects in our body, in our organs, in our blood, our nervous system, the lymph vessels, in all our physical functions, depending on the nature of the content of our thoughts. The content of those energies that we think and speak toward our body and which correspond to our actions. If we assume that we are the temple of God and that God in us is love, freedom, unity, peace and harmony, that is, tranquility, then God is also health. Since we are the temple of God, God is the omnipresent eternal health in us.
Es würde zur Glaubensheilung beitragen.
It would contribute to a holistic healing to leave nothing negative waiting to be dealt with, because we store this in our consciousness and subconscious, which accordingly becomes apparent in our body, either through indisposition or worries, through depression, hatred, envy, or being unhappy, and not lastly, through illness. We, every single one of us, should daily monitor what we ask of our body every day. Everything, whether positive or negative, is absorbed by our cell state, our body.
Ruhe wäre angesagt.
Tranquility is called for, because tranquility heals.
Wir sollten den Tag nutzen.
We should make use of the day in order to learn on ourselves. Let us watch ourselves. How do I react when one of my fellows accuses me? Or when via a third person I hear that someone is talking negatively about me? How do I react when I am reprimanded? What goes on in me when I'm of the opinion that I'm right?
Or
how do I act when my sense of right and wrong is doubted?
Sind wir Tag für Tag auch uns gegenüber wachsam?
If day after day we are alert regarding ourselves, then we ultimately learn on ourselves, not only on our neighbor. We also have the opportunity to learn from our neighbor when he presently acts as we have acted until now, by immediately retorting instead of first reflecting and realizing that everything has two sides and that we also bear at least a part of the blame.
Kommen zum Beispiel die Kinder aufgebracht aus der Schule.
For example, when the children come home from school upset and we affirm their opinions regarding those they are angry about, we will not calm down the children with this. On the contrary, we literally goad them on, thus activating our stress level as well. Why? Because the negativity is reinforced, which goes into our cells, into our physical functions. Here is also a question for us. Why do we affirm the children in their invective sing-song against others? Why don't we put on the brakes with a counter question? Children, stop for a minute. Ask yourselves where your mistake lies. What did you do wrong? And how can you make amends for this?
Es gibt viele Möglichkeiten.
There are many possibilities for recognizing oneself. Can we admit our part without a lot of fancy words? Can we be honest with ourselves? And are we also willing to admit to the other person what our part, our share of the blame is?
Dann haben wir einen großen Schritt zur inneren Ruhe getan.
Then we've made a big step toward inner tranquility, for self-recognition and making amends are balancing values that positively stimulate our cells and cell membranes accordingly.
Wie wäre es, wenn Sie jetzt bei sich beginnen?
What about now beginning with yourself? Because now is always present, and now there can be help and healing. Surely you know several personal situations that could now be rectified if you want this.
Als ersten Schritt schließen wir nun kurz die Augen.
For the first step, we briefly close our eyes to bring to mind what hinders us from becoming calmer and finally finding our way to deep tranquility. Let us ask Christ in us to please show us what we could rectify now in order to attain a certain degree of tranquility. We pause for a bit so that we can recognize in pictures the disagreements, the agitation in us. It is not always whole picture sequences that cause disharmony in us. But we may be able to now recognize several incidents and also rectify them now. I'll stop talking now.
Liebe Mitmenschen, Nun hören wir noch einige Klänge Musik.
Dear fellow people, we are still hearing some music. Let yourself be attuned by the music so that you request forgiveness in your thoughts and also forgive the other person who may have wronged you.
Machen Sie sich bewusst.
Realize that with every dispute, with all disagreements, there is not only one wrongdoer, but there are always two people involved. So we hear soft music. Ask Christ sincerely for support. Request forgiveness sincerely and also forgive.
Langsam klingt die Musik aus.
The music gradually fades, and we begin to monitor our breathing.
Viele Menschen haben eine sehr kurze Atmung.
Many people breathe very shallowly. Stress situations, unpleasant conversations and thoughts make us breathe in a shallow manner. We want to find tranquility, to attain inner help and inner healing through the power of the Christ of God. We now inhale and exhale deeply several times, deeply in and out.
Wenn Sie wollen,
if you like, and if it is possible for you, sit down in an upright position with only your tailbone against the back of your chair. Place the backs of both hands on your thighs and draw them close to your body.
So sitzen Sie aufrecht.
This helps you to sit upright and to breathe more deeply. Both feet are on the floor. We concentrate on our breathing by going with it as it comes and goes.
Wir begleiten ihn tief.
With it, we go deep into our abdomen, and with it, we go out of our abdomen.
Wir atmen,
and so we inhale down into our abdomen, going with our breath. and slowly exhale through our nose or mouth.
Das wiederholen wir nun
einmal. We repeat this several times to attain some distance from possibly still existing unrest. We inhale down into our abdomen and exhale slowly and consciously.
Wir atmen tief ein.
We inhale deeply down into our abdomen and slowly and consciously we exhale through our nose or mouth. Now we concentrate on another breathing exercise.
Wir atmen in den Bauch.
We inhale into our abdomen and briefly hold our breath. Now we slowly exhale.
Wir wiederholen das einige Male.
We repeat this several times. We inhale into our abdomen. We go with our breath. We hold our breath briefly and slowly exhale through our nose or mouth. We continue this breathing rhythm several times. We inhale into our abdomen. We hold our breath briefly and slowly exhale. We inhale deeply into our abdomen. We hold our breath briefly. And slowly exhale.
Diese tiefen Atmung wiederholen wir noch einige Male.
We repeat this deep breathing several more times by accompanying our breath into our abdomen, briefly holding our breath and then slowly exhaling. We inhale deep into our abdomen. We pause and then slowly exhale. We inhale deeply into our abdomen. We pause and now slowly exhale. Once more. We inhale deeply into our abdomen. We pause and then slowly exhale.
Das bewirkt.
This helps our breathing to become calmer and deeper. you have attained a certain degree of inner calmness. In the process, your nervous system relaxes because your breathing rhythm goes deeper. Now, let it breathe. You breathe deeply in and out, in and out, in and out.
Aus der helfenden und heilenden Kraftquelle inneren Lebens.
From the helping and healing source of strength of inner life, I now address your soul and your body. Let the words flow into your soul and try to stay calm. Do not think along with me. Let it breathe. You are breathing calmly and deeply. The Spirit of the Christ of God in each one of us, for we are the temple of God, does not have our words. This is why I also ask that the Christ of God fill my words with his helping and healing power. It is solely the Spirit of the Christ of God who is active in your soul and in your body.
Lassen Sie Worte des Heils.
Let the words of salvation flow into your soul and into your body. Stay calm. Remain balanced.
Der Christus Gottesgeist strahlt in ihre Seele.
The Spirit of the Christ of God is radiating into your soul. The Spirit of the Christ of God is radiating into your soul. By way of the soul, the Spirit of life touches your body. The helping and healing radiation of the Spirit of the Christ of God is radiating through your soul and into your body. Everything is energy. The positive and powerful energy for help and healing is the Spirit of Infinity in us.
Der Geist des Lebens ist der Odem in unserem Atem.
The Spirit of life is the breathing in our breath. It is the helping and healing power. It is the holistic healing of soul and body. You are breathing calmly and deeply. Your breathing is calm and deep. The healing spirit of the Christ of God is active in your soul and in your body.
Strahlende,
radiating, helping, and healing power permeates you. It is the positive power of the All. It is the Spirit of the Christ of God. Let it happen. Stay calm. Breathe deeply. Let it happen. The helping and healing power of the Christ of God wants to permeate your soul and your body. Allow the helping and healing power to be effective in your cells, in your organs, in your blood, in your muscles, ligaments, and tendons, in all the components of your body. Let it happen and breathe calmly and deeply. Breathe in the healing and helping power.
Nun atmen Sie noch vieles bewusster.
Now you are breathing much more consciously in and out, in and out. While exhaling, affirm that what is not good flows out of your body, that suffering, pain, and illness recede from your body. Inhale deeply and exhale out of your body the ungood, suffering, pain, or even illness.
Atmen Sie tief ein.
Inhale deeply and exhale everything that oppresses you, that makes you disharmonious, that burdens you. Breathe out. Breathe in deeply. Exhale calmly and in a way that frees you. Inhale deeply. Exhale calmly and in a way that frees you.
Der Christus Gottesgeist.
The Spirit of the Christ of God is the breathing in your breath.
Mit ihrem
With your breath, you absorb the helping and healing Christ power into your body, and you exhale the harmful substances that have accumulated in your body. You inhale the power of the Christ of God and exhale the harmful substances from your body. You breathe in and out.
atmen die Christus.
You inhale the power of the Christ of God and exhale the harmful substances in your body. Tranquility heals. Your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Stay calm and in harmony. You are not forsaken. You are the temple of God. In you dwells the eternal Spirit of love, the Spirit of the Christ of God, who soothes and heals.
Lassen Sie in Ausgewogenheit und Ruhe.
Balanced and calm, let the divine power of life and healing flow through your soul into your body. Breathe calmly and deeply.
Es atmet durch ihre Seele.
It is breathing through your soul. It is flowing in your breath. It is flowing in your body. You breathe in and out. Your breathing is calm and deep. It is flowing through your soul. It is flowing in your breath. It is flowing in your body. You breathe calmly and deeply. You inhale and exhale all the harmful substances from your body. It is breathing. It is flowing.
Und lassen die helfende und heilende Christuskraft.
You breathe and let the helping and healing Christ power flow in your soul and in your body. It is flowing through your soul. It is flowing in your breath. It is flowing in your body. You breathe in and calmly and consciously breathe out. Now we hear soft music. You continue inhaling the helping and healing power of the Christ of God and exhale calmly and deeply. You are breathing. It is flowing. You are breathing. It is flowing.
auch wenn die Musik nun langsam verklingt.
Even though the music now slowly fades away, you stay with it. It flows and you breathe. It flows and you breathe.
Jeden Tag.
Every day, every hour, every minute, every moment, and every second, the life flows in your earthly existence. It flows and you breathe. You are breathing calmly and deeply. You are breathing every day, every hour, every minute, every moment, and every second. You are breathing in the inner life, and you are privileged to breathe the harmful substances from your body. It flows, and you breathe.
Wenn Sie wollen, dann machen
if you like, then become aware every morning that every dissonance, every disharmony in your feelings and thoughts, also in your words and behavior patterns, robs a part of your breath, causing you to breathe in a more shallow way instead of more deeply and consciously. How would it be to resolve in the morning to question every dissonance and to ask for forgiveness for that part that concerns us, honestly and openly to admit what our part is and to ask for forgiveness.
Wenn wir uns dann fest vornehmen,
if we then firmly resolve to no longer think, speak or do the same or similar things, then more and more tranquility and balance will enter our body. Then we will retain the deep breathing.
Bewahren Sie das Bewusstsein.
Retain the awareness that on every day, in the hours and minutes, at every moment and every second, the life flows into you because you breathe.
Atmen Sie tief.
Inhale deeply and exhale all that is ungood. Then tranquility, peace and harmony will gradually enter. You feel more balanced and happy. You become the open person who, when he makes a mistake, also admits to it and is able to ask for forgiveness. This is true life. In the process, no pearl falls from our crown. On the contrary, you, all of us, become pearl fishers.
Jeder Tag hat für jeden seine Last.
Every day has its burdens for every person. But if in good time we question what concerns us, which makes us dissonant, and recognize the ungood and dissonant, honestly repent of it and rectify it, which means clear it up, then very soon we feel that it is breathing in our temple of God. It breathes deeply, and we breathe out calmly. We remember the following.
In unserem Atem strömt der Odem Gottes.
In our breath flows the breath of God, the light, which is help and healing. It is the inner physician and healer, the Spirit of the Christ of God. To conclude, we listen to some music.
Heil werden an Seele und Leib durch die Kraft des Christus Gottes.
Becoming whole in soul and body through the power of the Christ of God does not exclude consulting a physician of the world. When you go to a physician of your choice, remember that God is omnipresent. Every one of your neighbors is the temple of God, no matter how he is presently thinking or acting. The physician of your choice is likewise the temple of God. The power of life also dwells in him.
Darf ich Ihnen innere Ruhe und den Frieden wünschen?
May I wish you deep inner tranquility and peace, the happiness, the harmony and pearls of life that are not of this world. Through this we gain a blessed and God-filled life. This is what I wish for you, for all of us.
Gabriela.